And we still don't know how far and wide that oil spill in the Gulf will spread. The threat is forcing many to make contingency plans. NPR's Greg Allen reports about the worries at a big tourist destination in Miami, the Seaquarium.
For 55 years now, the Seaquarium has been an institution in Miami. Several times a day, visitors can watch dolphin, killer whale, and sea lion shows. General Manager Andrew Hertz says the Seaquarium, perched on Virginia Key in the middle of Biscayne Bay, enjoys advantages other aquariums and marine parks like SeaWorld don't have.
We pull our water for our animals straight out of the bay, and we filter it and we give them clean water. But the quality of our water is only as good as the quality of the bay.
And now the quality of seawater in the southeastern U.S. has become a concern. Miami's Seaquarium is hundreds of miles and on the other side of the Florida peninsula from the oil spill. Concerns that the Gulf's loop current could bring the oil around the peninsula into the Atlantic have diminished a bit lately. The current has developed into a circular eddy that so far is keeping the oil inside the Gulf. But Seaquarium officials say a change in current, wind patterns, or the arrival of a hurricane could instantly change that, polluting the water the marine park's 1,000 birds, mammals, and fish depend on.
I take in 10,000 gallons a minute, 24 hours a day.
Einar Gustafsson is Seaquarium's Park Services Director and the man who's now scrambling to develop a plan to safeguard the cleanliness of its seawater.
We're looking at wells to augment our water supply. We're looking at oil-water separators. There's a lot of different options in there.
And none of them are cheap. A few years ago, Seaquarium invested $3 million on a new filtration system. Now it looks like it will need millions more to ensure its water remains free of petrochemicals. General Manager Andrew Hertz says the park's most vulnerable animals are its fish, like the rays swimming in one of its outside tanks.
We've got spotted eagle ray right here coming by, and then we've got some southern stingrays in here. And they look like fairly hardy animals, but these guys are reliant on the cleanliness of this water for their oxygen.
And unless the water remains perfectly oil-free, they'll suffer. This aquarium is now working on a multi-million dollar funding proposal that it plans to take to the state and eventually to BP. It's those kind of unforeseen and far-flung expenses that will continue to bubble up in the months ahead, and which seem likely to make the Deepwater Horizon the nation's most expensive oil spill yet. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.